Unleashed, and it is podcast number 9. We are here with the children again, because say hello, Tyler.
Hi.
And say hello, Talia.
Hi.
So we decided that we needed to do another podcast because we were just at dinner at the studio where they're closing on Friday, 8 p.m., and they're doing half off their menu, and like 90% of their sushi menu. Actually, at this point, could be 100%, not too sure, but I didn't really need clarification because 50% off the freaking menu is enough for me. So, Tyler, what was your favorite thing we got tonight?
I liked the buffalo wings.
And we did a whole bunch of appetizers.
Oh, yeah. I like the pizza, too.
Yeah, Tyler and I. And what did we choose? Because you can choose your pizzas. We chose...
Yeah, we chose, like, the bacon and the blue cheese.
Can you go wrong with bacon?
No.
Do you know that the most recent study that's going around...
Oh, yeah, is that bacon causes cancer?
Yeah, what is up with that? I think
it's
stupid.
It's supposed to say that there's some cells in, like, certain processed meats that can... give you cancer.
Yeah, if you ate like 4 tons a day.
Well, yeah. And apparently it's been a health issue that's been known since like for like 5 years, and now they're just starting to bring it up again.
Do you think they need some like media help or something? Like, why do you think all of a sudden it's coming up?
I don't know either. They just decided to release it.
But Talia got something different. What'd you get?
Sushi. Oh, wait, sushi.
What are you doing, Talia? What happened? Talia's playing with her hair, and she's lying down. Again, we're in the extra bedroom of the house, because we have the best sound, but Talia is like, what's the matter? Talia, what is the problem?
My hair's in a knot.
How did you get your hair in a knot?
Oh my god, it is.
How would you get your hair in a knot?
I don't know.
Seriously, Talia Rose, right now. So just comb it out or something.
Okay.
Oh my god, Talia Rose. Okay, Talia, what was your favorite sushi roll tonight?
I like the California mango one.
So that's like, it was you got a big knock, like it's like a rat's nest. Do you want me to pull that right out of your head? Because
no.
I will.
No!
How are you going to get that out?
Oh,
no. Just tell you. Seriously.
I don't know how that happened.
I'll go get the scissors.
Tyler, you want Tyler to go get the scissors?
No, I'll do it. Okay, anyways, I got the California mango roll.
Yeah.
And I liked it. It was good. I like mango in my sushi. And I got like...
Well, she got 4 rolls, but she got some to take to school tomorrow.
Yeah. So I got...
And I'm still chowing on some pizza.
I got mango... Oh my god, my makeup. I got mango California. I got Philadelphia. I got Alaska, which is just salmon, avocado, and cucumber. And then I got tuna.
Awesome.
What'd you do?
I got makeup in my eye because I was laughing so hard. And my mascara came off and now it's in my eye.
Oh my god. Can we talk about how I don't condone you wearing makeup at all?
It's just, I don't see.
Yeah, no, especially, I don't.
Okay, but I don't,
mean,
like,
you wear a mascara and I don't condone it.
I don't cake make, there. You should see some of the girls my age, they cake makeup on their face, and
I know, what's wrong
don't
with
even, even, I ha, if, even if you let me and I had the option to, I still wouldn't, because it's just gross.
Seriously? What kind of parents let their 15-year-old cake on makeup and think that's okay?
They're ignorant of it, that's why.
Do you know that makeup is going to age you?
I'm just wearing mascara. I wear mascara and I wear eyeshadow and like lip gloss. If I don't feed the dog.
Well, he wanted the last of my pizza.
Just crushed.
And like, I want to wear eyeliner, but because I like eyeliner.
No, you're not wearing eyeliner.
I'm just saying I want to, but you don't let me.
No, because eyeliner is going to make your eyes like sag and bag and you're going to look old.
No, only on the, if I do it on the top.
No, you're still going to look old. What did I tell you? Makeup makes you look old.
I wore makeup. Do I look old?
We wore makeup when? For Halloween?
Nope.
When?
Robin Hood.
Right. You wore it for one play, Tyler. You don't wear it every day in
your
life.
I did it 4 times.
Okay, 4 times in your life, Tyler, is not going to make you age. Just so I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay. But, however, you do have to wear makeup this weekend, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
For Halloween?
Yeah.
Tyler, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Elsa.
You're going to be who?
Elsa.
Elsa. Elsa from Frozen?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why do you want to be Elsa from Frozen?
I think it would be fun.
Why do you think it's going to be fun?
To be funny.
To be funny. Okay. That's a good reason. Talia, where do you, are you dressing up for Halloween? I know you're a little bit old for that now, 15 years old, almost 16, but are you guys dressing up, like you and your friends?
Yeah, we're all going as, like, movie characters.
Movie characters. So who are you going as?
Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
And what does that entail?
What do you mean?
Like, why? So Tom Cruise in Risky Business, like...
It's just because it's an easy costume.
Oh.
What scene of Risky Business?
The one where he's home alone and he puts on the radio, and then he dances
What's
around
his
socks. It's like the mid calf white socks, the underwear in the like white button down with black sunglasses.
Wow, pretty impressive.
It's pretty simple.
What are some other things that your friends are going as?
Brennan's going as Forrest Gump, cause
that's so. What's he gonna wear in that instance?
So he's gonna get he's getting a Bubba Gump shrimp hat, but then he's also wearing the outfit that Forrest wears on the park bench. So he's gonna be wearing like the white pants and like the blue button down with the shrimp hat.
Okay.
Because he does the accent really well. Jessie's gonna be Napoleon Dynamite.
How is she gonna pull that one off? Is she getting a wig?
I don't know. No, she said she was gonna like tease her hair and curl it so it'd be like an afro.
Yeah.
Anya, that movie Clueless.
Yeah.
Anya's going as that girl.
She's going as, what's her name?
I don't know. Something?
Well, no. I mean, it's Reese Witherspoon in real life, but it's Elle?
Probably, yeah.
Something like that.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Elle Woods? Why is
Elle Woods?
Why
yes!
is Reese Witherspoon always Elle? Anyways.
Elle Woods.
Then Lily's going as, I forget her name, in Breakfast Club, the,
emo chick?
Yeah. Her name's, like, Ashley in real life or something. And then Eric's gonna go as Judd Nelson, and Tess wants to be Molly Ringwald. I don't know what variation.
Okay, awesome. So that's this weekend, and, we always go to...
Ma's house,
which is an awesome, awesome neighborhood, which I'm still not disclosing, because I don't want everyone, their mother, to go there, because we have a lot of neighborhood... type of fun things happening there, and I know we talked about my a couple podcasts ago that I do not want to disclose because I'm greedy when it comes to that, and we have an awesome neighborhood. So really funny. So at dinner, this is how my children pass time. Talia was firing math facts, division, multiplication,
negative.
Algebra. I don't even know.
Negative numbers.
Negative numbers, yeah. Positive, fractions, you name it. Firing at Tyler. Tyler just answering them like it was nothing. Dude, I could barely answer 1 + 1 fast enough.
One plus one.
2. It took me quite a while. And that was really impressive. And you guys do like these fun little things. And what was another conversation? What was the conversation at dinner? And I said, no, stop. We need to
because
do a
I was. So I decided to order 4 rolls of sushi. And my mom was talking about how her coworker could just literally eat those 4 rolls in that minute. And I said, or like her coworker eats 4 rolls, like rolls just, she could eat sushi every day. And I was like, I could too if like I was able to. So then I talked about how if I could have 2 foods for the rest of my life, it would be sushi and popcorn. And then my mom, of course, had to say that wasn't nutritional and there was no nutritional value in that. So then I added the fact that if I had to have a fruit and a vegetable along with the sushi and popcorn, I would have spinach and apples.
So, again, not probably a normal child. You want to live off of spinach, apples,
yeah.
Sushi, and popcorn. Which
not
I don't feel popcorn has any nutritional value.
But it's so good.
Unless it's
whole
grain.
It is good if it was smart food.
No, if it was like movie theater, like butter popcorn.
Oh,
like
yeah. That has
popcorn.
All the nutritional value in the world. Okay, I see.
Popcorn.
The butter has
What does the butter have?
Tyler.
Fat. It's all fat and oil and disgustiny. Disgustiny. I just made up a word.
Okay.
Disgustiny.
So, Tyler, what would you live off of?
I can guess. Buffalo.
What's your vegetable you would live off of?
I'm already gonna guess it. It's either broccoli or asparagus.
Broccoli.
You would live off of broccoli.
Yes.
Okay, steamed. Not normal.
What about your fruit?
Steamed broccoli.
Steamed broccoli, nonetheless.
That's the grossest.
What's your favorite fruit that you would live off of?
Pomegranate.
So okay, strange. Another normal child response.
I found out that I like pomegranate at Nature's classroom because I took a fruit class. It was dissecting fruit, but it wasn't really dissecting it. It was just cutting it up, learning about it, and eating it.
Well, dissecting would be cruel to fruit.
What?
Well, we literally just
cut
the fruit
all the time.
Are you just not listening? This is funny. He says cut it. I say dissecting. Cruel to fruit. Talia, you missing this?
Okay, anyways.
You totally ruined
your
food.
What would be your two normal foods? I'm going to guess buffalo, chicken fingers.
Guess first.
You would live off of buffalo chicken fingers?
Wings.
Buffalo chicken wings. Sorry.
Okay.
Is Hulk getting a mission? And then what's your other food?
What other thing would
you live
off of?
I can't guess your other food. I don't know.
Really? Okay.
What would it be?
A burger.
Oh, that's it?
Nope.
With peanut butter and bacon.
Ooh, that'd be my third choice. It would be with two patties.
In between
bacon.
Okay, Tyler.
Blue cheese. Like buffalo sauce.
That's so gross.
Jalapenos.
Okay, you're done.
And cheddar cheese.
Okay, you're done.
Supreme.
Okay, you're done. Your pills are
with tacos off. In the middle.
Oh, I got another knot.
Gross, Tyler.
Oh, I love that. Ooh, spicy, good.
Like weird.
Okay, so what's you yours? Live off pomegranates.
Yep. Broccoli.
Broccoli. And then, what was the other one?
Buffalo chicken and a burger.
Wings. And then that ultimate burger.
Oh, and can we...
See, that sounds like a normal kid stuff to live off chicken wings and...
A burger,
but not broccoli and pomegranate.
No, not whatever.
Well,
not whatsoever.
Can we pick a drink that we can live off of?
I'm not sure.
Because we'll die if we don't have a drink. We'll die of hydration.
Dehydration.
Dehydration.
Well, you can actually die of hydration, too. But
oh!
That's another... If you drink, like, over 60 ounces within, like, an hour or something.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
Like, it's... Yeah. If you drink a certain... Yeah. You can die of
my stomach hurts after, like, 1 ounce.
Of water?
That's no. 1 ounce is like
no, like chugging a water bottle. Like
I would, anyways.
Okay, can we pick a drink?
Go ahead, pick a drink.
Chocolate milkshake.
Oh, okay. That's how you would pick. Oh, ooh. Okay, you go first. You go. I have to think.
She already picked it. I'm not in this game. It's you and Talia. So what's your drink?
My drink
is
probably be. Have they made cherry Dr. Pepper yet?
Yeah. No, Dr. Pepper is cherry.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper
is
cherry.
Vanilla Dr. Pepper.
I think they have that.
Probably do.
Ooh, I haven't tried it.
So you want to drink something for the rest of your life you haven't even tried?
Because I like Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Like vanilla. Like, they're going to be a perfect match. Like,
oh, okay. So it's like no-brainer. Like, that's what you're going to do.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tyler, any topics you would like to bring up or talk about? No? You just the kind of like go with the flow type of person?
I guess so.
You guess so? Okay. Talia had an awesome topic about recycling and sustainability, which is really getting on my mother.
The world is going to end because people are lazy.
Okay, and why? Like,
okay, so I am in sustainability elective at school because one of my good friends is a senior. She runs it, and so next year when she leaves, it has to be like taken down. So I said, okay,
you're gonna run it next year when she leaves.
2 years, because Mikey,
you have to be a senior.
No, you don't have to be a senior. You have to be like a junior. Well, you could, you have to be junior,
so
senior.
Technically,
so
you could run it next year. You're going to
be a junior. Yeah, but there's
Did
already
you
people.
That?
There's already one person who. Anyways.
Okay.
So, anyways, I decided to start sustainability, and so I've been learning a lot of stuff, and my hatred and my passion for
recycling and putting things in the right place comes from school and how lazy people are. Because I understand that our setup can be a little bit confusing, but we've said it, like, literally so many times. So we have one bin that is for granola bar wrappers, because, in case you didn't know,
literally
wrappers...
Literally just for granola bar wrappers? Yes, because
they
can
be recycled, because wrappers, obviously, they don't break down. You can't do anything with them.
So just those granola bar?
Yes, just because there's
okay,
a certain...
what if I have a power bar wrapper?
Yes, that. So, like, granola bar and power bar. The material in those wrappers can be reused. It's called TerraCycle. So, we have one for granola bar. And then, so the trash and recycling and compost is pretty simple. Compost is where you put the food. Everything can go in the recycling, except for styrofoam, soft plastic, and wrappers that aren't granola bar.
I really would have to take a class before
it's not
I
that hard, though. And we have signs everywhere. And these kids are just lazy, and they don't want to freaking... Oh, no, so it's... Plastic bags, soft plastic, and styrofoam are the only things that don't go in the trash.
Okay.
I mean, that go in the trash.
Okay, they go
That's
in the trash
That's
because
and
they're
everything
not
else
biodegradable,
can be recycled.
Is that why?
Yes, hard plastic can be recycled. Even
okay.
napkins can be put in the compost. Like,
That's
not,
gross.
It's not that hard.
Okay.
And so anyways, there's like, today, it was me, the senior, and like my friend's little sister. We were at lunch, like standing in front of the bins, like making sure everyone put stuff somewhere.
Are you serious?
Yes, because
you were literally
standing
yes. in front of bins
well, no, we
at
were,
school.
Yes,
recycling
because
patrol.
Kids don't
recycling
do it.
Patrol.
Because kids don't do it. And then like.
And then Tyler would have been the kid that went right by you and said recycling patrol, recycling.
It's
patrol.
Just no Lop people
it,
like
right on the ground.
What? But here's
no,
the thing.
No,
but here's
Tyler,
the thing. But here's the thing.
Respectful, you crackhead.
But here's the thing. People
here's
can't get
sister.
Mad. People can't get mad and they can't say stuff. Well, what are they gonna say? Oh, I'm mad at you. You're annoying because you're trying to save the earth. Like, what? No, you can't. No. Because the thing is, if you put one thing in the wrong place, that whole bag of whatever it is becomes contaminated. Like, and it becomes useless. So you
right.
have... Anyways, there was this kid who was... I know him. Like, I'm friends with him. He's a junior. And he has a brown paper bag full of stuff. And I saw him, like, I can read lips well. So he wasn't too far away from me. And I saw him with the brown paper bag. And everyone looked over at, like, me and Ellie. And he's like, no. I don't want to go over there, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm too lazy. I'll just do it in the ground. And I just went, what, Henry? I went, what? What's in that where are you going? And he was like, what? And I was like, what's in that brown bag? What, are you going to bring it over here? And he was like, no, I'll just go to the ground, down to the Grand Sol, and I'll throw it all out. And I was like, no, you'll come over here. So I made him take everything out and showed him where it went, because people are just ignorant. And then Jared had this huge thing of pasta, Mom, and he was going to throw it all in the trash when we have a compost. And I was
well,
like,
you said food goes in compost.
Yes, exactly. And he was like, I'm just going to throw it in the trash. Because he was too lazy to go one bin over and open the lid and put the pasta in there.
Wow.
And I had to go with him and, like, make sure he did it. Because otherwise he would have put it in the trash.
So.
And that's why I get so mad at home. Because we do nothing like that at home.
Of
and
course
like,
not. We
but
can.
It's so easy to just make a box and put recycling in it and then go dump it. Like, why would you...
Dude,
like what?
Can you imagine how pissed the recycling people would be on our day if they came over and they had to recycle a napkin or every little
no,
piece
you don't
that
recycle
we had? Really?
It's not, I'm just saying that literally I'm in sustainability because we don't do it at home, so
okay, good.
Make
well,
up for it.
I take the recycling out.
Okay, good. Thank you.
See, we do recycle. Don't say
yes,
we don't
but,
recycle.
Okay, but when
we
I tell you no, when
meat.
I tell no, we are because there were cans and there was bottles. Cans and bottles, as everyone knows, is recyclable. You recycle cans
okay,
and bottles,
so,
and you wanted to throw them in the trash.
Like
of course, I'm gonna
like
get mad.
Like I said, if you want to be a part of the process, then recycle the cans and bottles. Don't make your brother do it all the time. If you
but that was his job. But that was his job
it
even
is
before
his job.
I joined.
Exactly.
It was his job even before
right,
I started.
But you
want to
make it a little bit more crazy, then you can take out the
what
extra.
What do you mean a little bit more crazy?
You want, you
dude, you people drink 24 cans of seltzer water a day, okay? So you can help in taking down those... 24 cans of salsa water.
Okay.
Right? So, if you're not a part of the... Okay. Solution, you're a part of the problem.
No, I'm not. There's so
no.
many people that are more of a part of the problem than I
well,
am.
Well, take down your 24 cans of salsa water.
And
if not, I consider them trash and I put them in the
that's
trash.
That's so stupid.
I'm a realist.
Mom, that is
okay.
so stupid. The world's going to die because of lazy people like you.
the world is gonna die because I'm lazy. So by the time the world dies,
no,
I
the
will
world
already have been
no,
long
the world, our resources are expected to die by like 2060. You're not gonna be dead
I
by
think,
then.
Okay.
You're going to be like 80 or 70
by then. Social Security income is going to die right after the next election, probably. So I'll probably be living on the streets by then anyway. So it's totally cool.
Okay.
Oh, my children. And that, my friends, was
Don't
Talia's...
Say it, though. Oh, I thought you were going to say...
What?
Never mind, keep going.
What?
Never mind.
What?
Finish your sentence. I thought you were going to say, and that was another parenting moment in the world.
Well, how could that be parenting moment? I'm probably going to rip to frickin' shreds. I just said I don't frickin' recycle my plastic and my freaking cans that we just throw them out, and then I'm probably going to rip to shreds that I'm saying, trust me. Just saying.
Okay. Well, we drink so many cans of seltzer.
Yes.
We gotta buy lots of cases of seltzer.
Yep.
And make money from it.
Okay. And also,
when
we go to the store, why don't we start getting brown bags instead of plastic bags? Because plastic bags.
I'm okay with brown bags because they fit a lot more,
Mima
but your father doesn't like them.
Then I'll yell at him.
Mima does them.
And I actually I've used, if I'm in line, I'll buy a couple of reusable because I like to tote my food around in them if I have to go from one place to the next. And it just makes sense. Hence, how many did I have at the beginning of the summer? And, like, how many do I have now?
Eight, and you have, like, none. Right?
Yeah, and I have none. Because I travel back and forth with them. I travel with them everywhere. Even my beach bag was a Marshall's dollar reusable bag. It was the best thing ever. So don't tell me that I am not
reusable. Okay,
you
lack in one area, but you make up in the other.
Thank you. I'm a balance.
Okay,
I'm
we should
balance.
Just be sustainable all around in this household.
If you think so.
Yes.
Make it happen a little bit harder.
Please.
Can't expect us to work as hard.
But why?
You're
why
not
wouldn't you guys want to save the earth? You just want the earth to, like, what?
I told you, I'm going to be dead before that happens. Just saying.
Whoa.
Okay, Mom.
Family. Oh my
god. Oh, this
family. Mom, Papa recycle. Why can't we?
Yeah, they recycle as much. Oh, yeah, they do recycle as much as we do. But they don't have as much as we do.
Yeah, because they're like.
You people are batshit cray, yo.
Do we need to get the swear jar?
I can't hear you with your covering your mouth. So, we're having, like, kind of like a slumber party. So, last time when I did, right now, when I had my last podcast, we came in here.
Yeah.
And the dogs are in here, and now you guys are laying down.
This is not a slumber party. This is my house.
Yeah, but what can I hear if you guys are projecting? If
I'm a loud person
down.
In general!
killed their ears.
We're Italian.
And you, Tyler.
What'd you say about me?
We're Italian. We're allowed.
That's true. And
so you're allowed to just lay down and think you're loud?
I am loud.
We are loud.
I'm loud in general.
Tyler, I'm surprised. You have no topics tonight whatsoever, buddy.
What about wearing?
Oh, yeah! That topic.
What about it? You're not going.
What about it? You're not going.
I can't afford it. Patriots on tomorrow night? Yes, Patriots are on tomorrow night, and they are playing...
I'm out of this topic.
The Dolphins.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
The Dolphins.
Yeah.
So, we forgot to say this in the beginning, but...
Happy 24th birthday to Joey.
Yes, happy 24th birthday to Joey. Can
That's a
you
joke.
Believe... Oh.
That's so mean. You can't believe
Mom, when
24.
You first asked me,
when you first asked me what how old I thought he was, though, I was guessing up. I wasn't being serious. Like, I thought he was like I didn't think he was that old.
Oh, Joey, I'm sorry in advance, buddy. I'm really, really
I didn't
out.
Think he was
I'm
that
sorry.
Old.
All right, so let's pretend that you really... Okay, how old do you think Joey is?
I didn't expect him to be that old. I thought he was, like, early 40s, not late 40s.
He's not even early 40s or late 40s.
Yes, he is. All right,
Tyler's the best at guessing people's age. How old is Joey gonna be? Wow, dead silence. How old do you think Joey is?
24. Well, no, he's 23, right?
Right, which would make him 24 tomorrow.
Yes.
But you legit believe that he's going to be, do you think and feel in your heart that he's going to be 24 tomorrow?
I don't.
I thought he was older than Uncle Mike.
Okay, well, Uncle Mike is 31, so he is older than Uncle Mike, which
is
31.
Wait, how old is he?
We're getting
which
closer.
Which Joey do you think we're talking about?
Which Joey? We're talking about Good Morning Gloucester
yes,
Joey.
Yes,
right.
Yes. How old is he?
I'm not telling you.
He's not 24.
Okay, how old do you think he's... We were kidding about that.
I honestly could have guessed that he was Dad's age.
38.
Like, I'm serious, yeah. 38. I literally thought he was, like, early 40s. I didn't expect him to be that old.
You just said Dad's age. Daddy is 38.
All right, Dad's almost going to be 40. Tyler, stop getting
he is
me.
two more years and Daddy is 40. So you thought Joey's going to be 38.
No, like 40, maybe. Like
okay, so
43, 40-something.
40 okay, you're
early
going 40s. Up and up. Sorry, Joey. You're
early,
going like
I
up
thought,
and up
okay,
and up.
I thought Joey was going to be early 40s, not late 40s.
Okay.
30, so you're older than Dad.
I'm not asking you. I'm just saying, how old do you think he is? Tyler is the best at guessing ages. What do you think?
He's gonna be turning 36.
Very good. Good job, Tyler.
Really?
No. Good.
No,
but I'm just saying, I love how you think, because Tyler really goes for, like, the way that he, like, who's your favorite old person?
Papa.
Well, who's your wicked favorite old person?
Betty White.
He's obsessed with Betty White. You understand, Betty White, I think, is going to be 93 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and why are you so fascinated with Betty White?
Because not a lot of people, like, live into this age and are still on TV shows.
Very good. They're not. 93, she does not look it whatsoever. How old does Betty White look?
75.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely looks 75, I think. She looks awesome. And Mima, you know how old she just turned? 87. Yeah, she's 87. I know. Totally crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's awesome. sorry, we don't mean to throw anybody on the bus, but happy birthday, Joey. We're not going to actually say how old you're really going to be, although I know you're going to embrace it lovely, and you don't really care because it's all about how you feel, and that's that, but we love to just hear Tyler's perspective, because Tyler is absolutely hilarious when it comes to this stuff. Anything else before we, sign off on our little mini podcast? No?
Tyler, so, to visit Waring, you have to be going there this year.
Tyler, you're not going to Waring.
Right.
I think Tyler should go to Waring.
He's not going. I don't have the money. It's not happening.
Two for the price of one.
Two for the price. Yeah, they're gonna give me free because you.
Just
because
of me.
Just
because
of you.
They're gonna expect you to be as great as me, but then they're gonna be disappointed.
Oh, say
I'm
that.
Not even asking you.
It doesn't matter.
Don't say that.
I don't
that.
Know, like the power Magneto, whatever.
The what?
I don't know. She's like magnitude of like. By the way, it was probably like. X minus 500,000.
What?
Was the answer like 2,000?
I don't.
What are you talking about right now, Tyler?
When she told me this like problem, and I told her like give me a math problem from yours, and she's like, oh, with the power of magnitude and whatever.
Okay.
Power of 7.
Well, as another Tyler moment goes, no idea. What Tyler is saying.
I feel like that's all the time.
The story of our life.
Okay.
So we gotta think of a... I gotta get a good... I'm loving this one. So we're just gonna go with this theme to go out with, okay?
Okay.
All right. So it is a podcast night with the children, and we are stopping at 30 minutes, which is...
Good, I can
pretty
go
good.
Could go on.
Yeah, Talia's got to do homework. Tyler can't think of any topics, but it's still a lot of fun. If you can see this kid's expressions, it'd be a lot funnier. All right, and here we go.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the